Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
On Open House, our music guru, David Andrew, one of our regular housemates, joins us to bring us up tonight on all the stuff we need to know that's current and coming up in the wonderful world of music. Hi, Dave.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Thanks very much for coming in. Let's begin with the Foo Fighters, one of my favourites. Such a big year for them. Lots of touring, new album. Also a new documentary that's been screening in cinemas around the world, including here in Australia. You've seen it. Tell us.
It's fantastic. It's a documentary that kind of takes us on a journey from the formation of Foo Fighters, from when Dave Grohl kind of, you know, when Nirvana broke up and became a lead singer after being a drummer. And so that transition, and it's a fantastic documentary to look at if you're a fan, but also if you've got no knowledge of who the Foo Fighters is. It's a kind of a documentary that kind of endears you to the band.
Yeah. And all the comings and goings from the band as well.
Yeah.
Because there've been quite a few.
There's a great story of like how they lost their first drummer when he wasn't, you know, cutting the grade when it comes to, you know, making the best drum takes on the album that they're recording. And so Dave Grohl, being the drummer of Nirvana, comes in and replaces all the drum tracks, albeit kind of not without his, you know, without the guy's knowledge.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And so when that comes out, he's like, well, it's, you know, it's fantastic, but I'm not going to be in the band if that's what's going to happen. So we lose a drummer along the way. We lose guitarists. Bass player still stays, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a revolving band for a little bit there.
Yeah. And they've got a new single. Tell us about that. This is Rope.
They got a new single called Rope from their new album called Wasting Light. And it's a fantastic sound. It's a great new sound for Foo Fighters, and I think we should take a listen.
Okay. Familiar sound?
Bit of a familiar sound, but it's just we're hearing some sonic things differently this time, and it's good to hear. Like, the intro starts off with this rhythmic kind of journey with two different guitars, and so great sound, great melodies. It's well put together track. I'm a big fan.
The documentary, is that still playing around the traps?
That's, unfortunately, it's not playing anymore. We're going to have to wait until that's released, but it was a couple of weeks ago you would have been able to see it at cinemas, and so that's where I caught it in a bit of a 3D screening around here and there. But we're going to have to wait till it comes out on DVD.
People like you would just love vicariously immersing yourself in a band like Foo Fighters and what goes on behind the scenes.
Well, it is a bit of rock and roll, but you know the creative fulfillment that comes from, you know, having your music out there to the masses would be a pretty big thing. Yeah,
what a buzz. Let's have a look at some indies, independent artists. Always keen to give them a leg up. You got two bands for us.
Yeah, I got two bands that I thought would be great to kind of give a little bit of a focus around.
Sure.
There's the first band is a band called Danger Dannies. We might have a listen to them.
Now, if you were dropping asleep on Open House, I'm very disappointed, but I have to say welcome back, thanks to the Danger Dannies. Tell us about them.
So, obviously, quite a bit of a large kind of a rock sound. I think it's a fantastic sound. It's
There's energy there.
There's such energy there. But the really interesting thing is it's two people
really?
That play. There's a drummer, and then there's a guitarist who's also the lead singer and the frontman of this band. And how that sound is created, because it sounds massive. But
yes.
The sound is created with one guitar playing through two guitar amps, sending a signal down through a pod, dropping it down an octave, and sending it through a bass amp. So you've got these three amps running these different frequencies.
You can do so much with technology now.
It's quite in-your-face sound.
So this is the sound of two people.
That's the sound of two people. It's massive.
Cool.
Yep.
Too cool by half. So that's the Danger Dannies, all two of them. And the drummer only does drumming, I suppose.
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. How comforting. The Sanctuary.
Tell us
about them.
This Sanctuary. Well, they're just another fresh band that kind of fits the post-pop punk kind of genre. If you're fans of Paramore, you're really going to like their sound.
Everything you said was a lie. You went to a place within you. again, indies, where are they from, Dave?
Well, these guys are from, they're a local Sydney band, same as Danger Danny's, and so the beautiful thing is that if you live in Sydney, you're able to kind of get out and see them perform around here and there.
Okay. Finally, let's look a bit more at technology. It's playing, of course, such a huge role in everything, and especially in music. We've got a couple of iPhone and iPad apps to help us along the way that you've found. I've seen these. They're good.
I'm the biggest fan of using technology to kind of move us forward creatively.
You're such a nerd, David.
I am. Gadgets. Yeah. But found these two apps what they do is they serve the purpose of helping you find and discover new music. Because it's always good to be kind of getting outside of just what, you know, pop culture feeds to us. And so,
if I don't know what I want.
Or if you don't know what you want.
Yes.
And because, you know, looking and browsing the record stores has kind of become a bygone thing now.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. And so we do it all on iTunes. So here are two music apps that help you kind of discover new music. The first one that we look at is an app called Pocket Hipster. And I'll just pull it up to the microphone. It comes up with an animated character, which is a hipster. Who stands and then utters arrogant quotes.
So what he does is somehow analyze your music that you've got in your iPad or your iPhone.
Yes, that's
and make a comment on it.
Yes, that is correct. And so he takes a listen to what I have on my iPad or my iPod. Let me see at the moment. Becomes unimpressed with what I'm listening to.
Okay.
Throwing his hands
they
up
still
in disgust.
Make music like that. It's very retro. Why don't you listen to this?
And then throws me a whole bunch of suggestions of new and independent and fresh artists, kind of music on the edge of stuff that I can listen to. And so if you don't mind being a tad offended by the animated character, you can discover
some... I have
some
my rights, hipster.
No one likes a hipster, although hipsters are very creative people.
Now let's listen to what he says about this one.
So this is a suggestion that he's given, and this is a band called Rhythm of. This is Rhythm of Love by Plain White Tees.
Sounds okay.
Sounds fantastic.
I've changed my mind about hipster immediately.
Yeah.
Second app is called Music Hunter.
Well, this music app has quite a broader target audience than the hipster, which is forcing you to listen to indie music. This one is dealing a lot more with you entering an artist that you like.
Yes.
And the Music Hunter will find a bunch of artists that are similar to that that you can kind of delve your teeth in and something that you may not have heard before. And so you can do that with an artist that you like, or you can start with a genre that you like, and it'll help you find different artists within that genre.
How you've seen this work, how true to your tastes is this? I mean, does it do a good job in choosing like music?
Yep. No, they are. They're credible ideas.
Yeah.
They're close to kind of what you want to hear, and so especially the Music Hunter, you'll be pleasantly surprised with, you know, finding similar stuff that you haven't heard before, and it actually really hits what you enjoy listening to.
If you like being abused by our hipster,
hipster.
He's so arrogant. Or Music Hunter, just go to the App Store, I suppose.
That is correct. I do apologize for the animated character.
David Andrew, thanks as always. Always great to talk.
Thank you.
Across Australia. This is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.